Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Stone cold, stone cold. You see me standing, but I'm dying on the floor. Stone cold, stone cold. Maybe if I don't cry, I won't feel any more. Stone cold, baby. God knows I try to feel.
Demi Lovato is your artist of the day. The text line is reading me the riot act today. I can't even read some of the words that you guys are writing. One person, though, does write in, Scott, there's a difference between living life scared and living life safe. You're living life scared. Okay.
That's true, though. There's a difference between scared and safe. And like, remember I told you about my anxiety house, and my therapist said these are the things that you should actually worry about that you can control. And then things like, you know, a tsunami washing your house away is probably something you shouldn't worry about. I throughout my life have tended to worry about things that probably statistically are not likely to happen.
Mm-hmm.
The thing with COVID-19, you worry more than I do, and statistically, yeah, it is more likely to happen. So that's been a weird thing where you and I have kind of diverged, Scott.
Yeah. I don't want to say I'm living life scared. I am concerned, and I don't mean to parse words here, but yeah, I'm definitely concerned.
And part of the reason we should all be concerned is we're surrounded by idiots. Did you see over the weekend? And I don't know, Sam, if you can pull this up and play it. I can just describe it because it is funny, but it is also very scary. It's this woman who walks into a convenience store, and you can see that someone is taping her through the plexiglass, and she walks in. She has a mask on. Now follow me here, Scott.
Okay.
She has cut a complete hole in the mask, an oval-shaped hole where her nose and mouth go.
Doesn't that defeat the purpose of the mask?
She probably just wanted to smoke or something. I don't know.
No, she walks in. You got to pull this up, Sam. It's the funniest thing. And the guy's like, hey, how you doing? She's like, good, good. And he's like, where'd you get your mask? She's like, why cut it? It's easier to breathe this way. Okay. So, like, part of me thinks you're being scared, and part of me thinks, no, we're surrounded by idiots. You should probably take precautions, because that woman's out there shopping next to you. That's it, Sam. That's it. I can totally see it on Sam's screen.
Is it safe for air or not?
Yeah, she's just talking through a hole that she's cut out of the most important, useful part of the mask, Scott.
Well, I think she's trying to play a role. Sam, go ahead.
How you doing?
Pretty good. I need 10 on pump one, please.
Where'd you get that mask from?
Well, since we have to wear them and it makes it harder to breathe, this makes it a lot easier to breathe.
Cutting it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll do that too. Thanks for
Please don't.
makes it hard to breathe, so I made it easier to breathe by cutting.
And of course, she's from the South. Come on, makes hard to breathe. Oh God, honey, she's probably in my grandparents' neighborhood in Biloxi.
Got to get that oxygen.
Just cut that hole right out of there.
It was getting in my way.
Spew my corona all over you.
Stop it.
I'm sorry. I feel like I can make fun because I have family down there. Did you hear about the woman in South Carolina who, this is on Kiowa Island, by the way, which is a stunning place. She is no longer with us after what police are calling a, quote, encounter with an alligator.
Oh.
Happened Friday. It's near Charleston. Police get a call and they get there and they initially cannot find the woman, but they find the gator. They've killed the gator. She apparently saw the alligator in a pond and went for, this is what it says, went for a closer look.
Okay.
God love her. I think people falsely believe that alligators and crocodiles are slow because, you know, in the water, they're very, very slow.
They're very deliberate.
They're very deliberate. You don't see them running, and apparently they can run
a
whole lot faster than most people think. Mm-hmm. And so she went up to get a closer look, and alligator popped out of there, dragged her in.
Well, hang on. Wait a minute. And I know we've had this conversation on the air before. First of all, how do they know which alligator killed her?
I think there was just one in the pond, Scott.
Okay, and B, why did they kill it? I hate this. I hate it when an animal does what an animal is instinctively prone to do, and then we kill the animal for doing what they're supposed to do. Why do we kill animals that kill human beings? I've never understood that.
My guess is, down south, they will tell you this, there's no shortage of gators. They're like deer in Kansas, on K-10.
Then let's just start killing them all. I mean, but to kill an animal because it killed a human being, and I'm obviously not in favor of animals killing human beings, it bothers me every time I read a story where they say, you know, the tiger killed or the lion killed or whatever. I mean, listen, Carol Baskins, allegedly, that alligator did what it instinctively does. It killed you. It's your fault that you got too close.
But listen to this. This is the third fatal alligator attack in South Carolina in the past 4 years. And my guess is we are infringing on their natural habitat. You know, we're building houses by ponds.
Yep.
And I think this woman is, by the way, 58 years old.
Was.
Absolutely beautiful woman. And my guess is, you know, she wasn't like trying to take a selfie or do something stupid. My guess is she just went over for a closer look.
Well, getting a closer look is
move.
Well, but Dana getting
faster than you think.
But Dana getting a closer look is something stupid. And the alligator did what alligators do.
I did it once.
So why are we killing these animals?
Because I think there's an old wives' tale that once the alligator tastes human blood.
It's a taste of blood, yeah.
Yeah, we've all heard that. Well, once a bear starts killing people, it's going to keep killing people.
Give me a break.
I think a bear kills people because it's a bear.
Yeah, and you're in his area. The bear doesn't like seeing you there. You're in his spot, and he's going to kill you.
I have a bizarre fascination with alligators and crocodiles, I'm not going to lie. Like, when we go to the zoo, or I've been to multiple alligator farms where you can go and look at them in this, you know, in the fan boat tours, Scott, down in Florida. Mm-hmm. I love those things. I've taken my kids on those things, which, you know, I'm a worrier. I don't know why I agreed to do that, but we've all done it and gotten closer than is probably
Well, but in a boat, they can't get you. And so,
well, I don't know. Those fan boats are right down by the water.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like you're up high in a boat. Those fan boats are, I don't know, like 2 feet above the water's surface.
I hate the idea that, and I've never bought into the idea that, you know, once they taste human blood, they just want more human blood. Give me a, they're not vampires. You know, I mean, give me a break. They did what they...
They're not vampires, what you just said.
Well, yeah. They did what they instinctively are prone to do, and we're going to go kill them for what? What purpose? I mean, with all due respect to the lady that died, and I mean no disrespect, maybe practice some social distancing from the alligator. Maybe don't get too close. They are wild animals. They will kill you. And if you're too dumb to not realize that, well, bye.
I don't know. If she was from the South where they're everywhere.
I don't care where she's from.
Well, but think about this, Scott. If you live down there, you know that you don't mess with them. You know that you could be near a nest and that could be a mama. You know all of these things.
That's like saying, well, no, wait.
But if you're from Kansas and you go down to visit and you see a gator and you've never seen an alligator, I can see someone from another part of the country going, well, I'm going over there to take a closer look.
That's like saying if you're from Florida and you go up to Alaska, you don't know that it's not stupid to walk up to a grizzly bear. I mean, come on. Well, they don't have these down there in Florida, so I think I'm going to get a little closer. That big furry thing over there will eat you.
Have you noticed how much country has come out in Dana's voice while we've been talking about this?
Oh, bless her heart.
A gator down there.
I got one of them gators.
Yeah, I know. Right by the mama.
You notice Dana has never called it an alligator except when she was reading from the story.
That's a gator. Every other right time.
That gator.
They're going to get you.
That their dial. That their gator.
They have to kill it because it's liability, Scott. The minute you don't kill it and then the gator goes and like kills a toddler,
so you're doing it again.
You have to kill it.
Well, all right. Telephone number here is 576-7798. 576-7798. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. I'm Scott Parks.
Well, way down yonder on the Chattahoochee, it gets hotter than a hoochie-coochie. We laid rubber on the Georgia asphalt. We got a little crazy, but we never got caught. Down by the river on a Friday night, hearing little cans in the pale moonlight. Talking about cars and dreaming about women. Never had a plan, just a living for the minute. Yeah, way down yonder on the Chattahoochee. She never knew how much that muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim.
Okay, Scott.
Yes, Dana.
I might sort of agree with you on this one, and this one only, and here's why. I looked this story up on the local newspaper, the Post and Courier. The woman ignored repeated warnings by her friend not to go near the pond or the reptile.
Mm.
She started out on her girlfriend's back porch, saw the alligator, and started to walk toward the pond. The friend kept yelling for her friend, get away, and then saw the friend about 4 feet from the edge. Now listen, if you ever encounter an alligator, I want you to remember this. This woman was 4 feet from the edge of the water. Alligator is in the water.
Mm.
Friend starts screaming, get away. Alligator jumps out like a gazelle.
Okay.
And drags her in. Friend's husband grabbed a shovel to no avail.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Somebody says, I'm not from Africa, but I know not to approach a lion.
But people are killed all the time, and they're usually killed trying to get selfies with those things.
Yeah. Don't try to get a selfie with a lion or an alligator. If you do, whatever happens to you, you pretty much deserve.
Well.
Because you're a moron. That. You're a moron. Would you get a selfie with a lion in the wild?
No.
Would you get a selfie with an alligator in the wild?
So I have done that. From a very safe distance.
Of 4 feet.
No. We were way further than four feet.
Would you walk within 4 feet of a pond that you knew an alligator was in?
Well, and I always encounter them when we play golf, Scott. It'll say, don't come in here for your ball if you want all your fingers. I took a photo one time of one alligator from a very safe distance, and I was in a golf cart. And the things don't jump like kangaroos. I was probably 25 feet away.
Okay.
But when I go to the edge of the water, no.
Okay. You respect their power. You respect the fact that this animal could kill me if I get too close, correct?
Yeah, and to be clear, they don't bite you. They drown. You drown.
Yeah.
They take you and they roll and roll and roll and roll, and that's all she wrote.
Mm-hmm. And then they eat you. Dana, are you aware of what today is?
Yeah.
What day is it?
It's May the 4th. Be with you.
May the 4th be with you.
Yeah.
This just cleared on CNN. Star Wars fans have even more reason to celebrate this May 4th. Unofficially known as Star Wars Day, Walt Disney announcing today that Taika Waititi will direct a new Star Wars movie. He is also co-writing the screenplay. Waititi recently won the Academy Award for Best Adapted Screenplay for Jojo Rabbit and directed the final season finale of The Mandalorian on Disney Plus. A new untitled Star Wars series, not movie, series, is also in the works. If you ever needed more proof that there is a God, I have just provided it for you. By the way, on TBS today, there is a Star Wars marathon.
Did you watch the Super Bowl over the weekend?
Nope, I was too busy watching Star Wars.
Oh, come on. Really?
Yes. This is the greatest. This is second only to March Madness, and there is no March Madness, so I've been watching nothing but Star Wars.
Okay.
And a little bit of,
hey, I'm no judging here. Whatever you got to do, you do it.
And I watched the Jordan Show last night. 576-7798, Dana Wright, Sam Stevie the Third. I'm Scott Parks on KMBZ. Boy, I did that and my dog went crazy. It's okay, Stella. We're good. We're good, babe. Dana Wright. Sam Stevie the Third. I'm Scott Parks. K-A-R-E, Care TV, in Minneapolis has parted ways with weatherman Sven Stungard after a Facebook post in which he quoted a rabbi. Rabbi Michael Latz posted about the people holding the rallies to reopen businesses in the midst of the pandemic and called them, quote, white nationalist, Nazi sympathizer, gun fetish miscreants.
Oh, yeah.
Sungard quoted the post from the rabbi in a post of his own, and for that, he has been fired. Ironically, CARE, K-A-R-E, announced Sungard's firing on Facebook, quote, due to continued violation of CARE 11's news ethics and other policies, we have made the decision to part ways with Sven Sungard. We hope you continue to turn to CARE 11 for your news, traffic, weather, and more.
This was part of the statement. We've cut Sven loose, but we hope you still tune in for breaking news, weather, and traffic. My God. Now, this ticked me off. Do they have the right to part ways with him for whatever reason they want?
Yes. But?
I really struggle with him being fired over reposting what a rabbi wrote, because some of these wackadoos who are protesting are holding up. You saw the sign, Scott.
Yes, I've seen the protests.
Is it out in front of Auschwitz that says the work will set you free?
I believe that's in Auschwitz and Dachau, where it says Arbeit macht frei, which means work will make you free, yes.
So there are protesters, to be clear, and this is what the rabbi was talking about, who are holding up Nazi sympathizer signs.
I didn't see that. Were people holding up?
Oh yes.
Were this people holding up signs that say "Arbeit macht frei"?
Yes, that is what it says.
Okay.
And so, I struggle with this because I know that every station has a social media policy or a morals clause. But the rabbi he was quoting was talking about these Nazi sympathizing idiots who are holding up signs that say the term that you see in front of Auschwitz, which is extremely
offensive,
disgusting.
Yes. Because the work did not make them free. The work made them dead. Were there Nazi flags? I was watching.
Have you seen, Scott, some of the protesters?
Yes.
I mean,
yeah, you're a tough guy with your gun barging into the Capitol. I get it. I don't support it. I certainly support people exercising their right to protest. I would prefer that they do it 6 feet away from each other. But I was watching, I think it was Meet the Press yesterday morning, and they had Megan Whitmer, the governor from Michigan, on. And, you know, their Capitol was actually stormed. And I don't mean violently, but people just started walking in the door. And so if I misuse the word stormed, I apologize. But she was saying there were people in there, certainly not all, with swastika flags and other flags that would probably be deemed inappropriate by some people, not necessarily by me, but if that's the case, then this is more of a political statement than it is a protest, and it's wrong. And if there were people walking around, and I didn't see this part that you're talking about with Arbeit macht frei, there's only one way to interpret that. And there's no, well, you know, maybe work will make you free. If we get back to work, we'll be free again. No, there's only one way to interpret Arbeit macht frei. And that is, it is a Nazi term, and it's wrong. And it's wrong.
The Auschwitz Museum has denounced the woman holding the Nazi sign and she's got the American flag mask on. And I'm not saying all of the protesters are crazy. I'm saying a number of them, I do believe, are scary people. Now, I don't know the woman holding up the Nazi sign from Adam, but if you don't think for 1 minute that, Scott, the white nationalists and the racists and all those people aren't jumping into this fray because they know the TV cameras are going to be in there, I personally would not want to be associated or standing near that woman if I'm truly just protesting to go back to work.
Right. And I think, and forgive me, but I think the majority of the people who are doing these protests are just, they're fed up. And I understand that. I totally understand that. But to your point, Dana, and it's a good one, white nationalists and racists never miss an opportunity. And if they can get on TV, they know, you know, CNN, Fox, MSNBC is going to be there. And if they can get their little placard behind you that says Arbeit macht frei or their Nazi flag, they're going to take that opportunity every single day and twice on a Sunday. They'll never miss that opportunity. And you have to be careful, protesters. And I understand you're frustrated, you're fed up, you're angry. I get it. But you've got to be careful. You've got to kick these people out of your little protest. You know? Somebody says, Scott, if they were black, they would have been arrested. That's garbage.
When they questioned the woman about her sign, she replied, I'm not a Nazi. And that quote, I'm going to give you a guess, Scott. What did she say? What do all of the racists always say when they are caught and questioned about their beliefs? It's you. I don't even have to tell you. I'm not a Nazi. And furthermore,
I have the right to free speech.
Nope. I have Jewish friends. Mm. She actually said that.
Saw that one coming.
It's always what they say. I'm not racist. I have a black friend. I'm not racist. I have Jewish friends.
Well, anybody who had a brain on their head would know that phrase is in and of itself anti-Semitic.
It's a handwritten sign, Scott. She knew it because she wrote it.
Yeah.
She doesn't have Jewish friends anymore.
Yeah, well.
People don't walk around saying, Arbeit macht frei. You just don't do it. And only people who know that that is the sign outside of Auschwitz and Dachau know that that is what is literally in iron over the entrance to those concentration camps.
But get back to the weather guy for a second, Scott. Okay. So the rabbi posts.
He posted
that these are white nationalists and Nazi sympathizers.
White nationalist, Nazi sympathizer, gun fetish miscreants.
And we've seen the armed people storming into the Capitol Michigan, buildings. That was in Michigan.
That was in Michigan, that's right.
So a rabbi writes that. The weather guy retweets it or shares it.
Correct.
And then was fired.
Correct.
And I struggle with that.
I mean, they probably don't want the weather guy actually doing anything but sharing the forecast for the day.
Correct.
I mean, you've been in the news business before. You've worked for a TV station before. They don't want you having an opinion on anything. They want you sharing their news stories or sharing the forecast. And when you start walking into these dangerous waters, sometimes you get pulled down. No pun on our previous conversation about the alligator. I would not have fired him, but I understand why they did. They don't want any controversy. They don't want anybody saying, oh, no, wait a minute. So do you not want me watching your TV station?
Let me read you the beginning of his statement and see if it changes your mind.
Okay.
A reputable polling firm, Morning Consult, dropped a poll last week that stated 81% of Americans support our governor's stay-at-home directives in order to save lives and slow the spread of COVID-19. 81% of Americans is approximately 272 million people. I understand that the press has an obligation to cover the rallies at the state capitals by the, quote, liberate the state, white nationalist, Nazi sympathizer, gun fetish miscreants. But we must pay attention to armed extremists. And despite support from the president and the chair of the Republican National Committee, there were fewer than 10,000 of these protesters across the nation. Keep perspective.
Telephone number here is 576-7798, 576-7798. Dana Wright, Scott Parks on KMBZ.
But I guess that's why they say every rose has its thorn. Just like every night has its dawn. Just like every cowboy sings a sad, sad song. Every rose has its thorn.
All right, welcome back. Man, these Zooms eat up tons of battery on my phone. So we're talking about this anchor in Minnesota who got canned. Because he retweeted a message from a rabbi who was posting about all the people who were walking into the Michigan Capitol building. Some of them with guns. And the rabbi in the retweeted post called them white nationalist, Nazi sympathizer, gun fetish miscreants. A lot of words. One of the women in the group did have a sign that read, Arbeit macht frei. Which in German means work makes you free, which in German means you were probably going into a concentration camp if you ever saw it. because it is outside of Auschwitz and outside of Dachau. She knew what she was doing. She's an idiot. She's a moron. And I can hear you typing very loudly.
Yeah, I'll explain in a moment.
Everything all right?
Yeah.
Okay. But I what is she typing? Jesus, the Bible? I understand protesting, and protesting is one of our most cherished rights here in the United States. But you don't have, or you shouldn't have, the right.
Oh.
Hang on.
Okay.
You shouldn't have the right to walk into the state capitol wearing bulletproof vests and carrying long guns, or any gun for that matter. You should not have that right. Any more than you should have the right to walk into City Hall with a gun, or a courthouse with a gun. And I am not anti-Second Amendment. I am pro-Second Amendment. But I do believe there are places you should not take a gun. And the state capitol building, because emotions run high, is one of them. The people that walked into the Michigan state capitol building the other day, wearing bulletproof vests and carrying long guns, are lucky they weren't shot. And I'm just being reasonable. There is no reason to carry a gun into a building like that. You got a gun? Fine. Leave it in your car.
From the text line, is it against the law in a building like that? Yes.
And if it's not, it should be.
Well, and I don't know, let's be clear, we don't know what the laws are in those states. I would be stunned if that was allowed. Like you could make the argument, Scott, well, it's my right to carry a gun into a courthouse. No, it's not. You will be stopped. I got stopped on the way into the Johnson County Courthouse once, Scott, because I had pepper spray on my keychain at the time. I was very young. I was in my 20s, and I'd just forgotten about it. Back to my car I went.
Mm-hmm.
And so if they legally allow firearms in a capital, but where the governor works and your lawmakers work, I would be stunned if that is legal. But again, we don't know what the individual state's rules are.
Yeah, I don't know. And if it's not illegal to carry a gun into the Capitol building in Michigan, it should be. There is nothing about carrying a listen, protest all you want. Please.
Well, and in the way that they are doing it, Scott, it's being done for intimidation.
Yes.
They're doing it to intimidate.
To threaten and to intimidate. That is correct. And they're lucky they didn't get shot. Now, maybe it's not illegal. I have no idea. I don't live in Michigan. And quite frankly, I don't have the time to sit here and go over Michigan law. But if it's not illegal, it should be. The only reason to carry a long gun into the Capitol building with a bulletproof vest on is to intimidate, is to threaten. And you have lawmakers in there. You have the governor in there. Things get heated. They get excited. And if you bring a gun into a Capitol building, you're a moron. End of story, full stop. And I think I used that term properly.
Now, it still sounded silly, but
and
okay.
I was wrong. In Minnesota, if you have a conceal and carry permit, you can carry a gun in.
That's why I was saying, you got to look at each state's law.
Mm. All right. News is next. She's Dana Wright. I'm Scott Parks. Sam Stevie III on KMBZ.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.